God fucking damn it.
I got an email that our Twitch stream is going live. That's what happened. I got an email that said, your Twitch stream has gone live.
He ain't lying.
I know. I can never find Twitch stream is live. Yay. Yeah. And we're recording.
Live and well. So three bathrooms in this place, not counting like the basement, like sinks or whatever.
Well, you could probably pee in the sump pump area there.
If his bathroom is in his bedroom, then there's four that I know of.
What is happening to my phone? I could probably.
It's probably a Twitch commercial.
I don't know. If I was standing on my tiptoes, I could maybe pee in the kitchen sink.
I have never peed in a sink in my life. It seems like something savages and monsters would do. I've peed in toilets and urinals. I've peed outside. But not like on concrete, only when I'm like in the woods.
Kitchen sinks or bathroom sinks? Which sinks count as inappropriate?
Neither.
Well, there's like those big like plastic like, sinks, right?
Only within like the last year I've ever peed in the shower. Like that's how anti-peeing places that aren't a toilet I am.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, like I always have one of the large would you pee
like in a sink.
Well, because like when I was younger, my mom and dad had a 2-bedroom house. And I had a brother, and once we got old enough to where we were able to split, like, we didn't want to be in the same room anymore, I moved into the basement. It was unfinished. So there was a big old deep, like, plastic sink that was connected to some faucets. It had something to do with letting the washer drain. So instead of walking my fat ass upstairs, I'd just pee in the sink.
Yeah, but there's a toilet upstairs.
It's basically a urinal. Then you just, like, turn on the faucet, and it's flushing. It's the same thing.
It smells like pee.
Well, it smelled like mildew and mold anyways, so it probably helped kill it.
Yeah, sanitizing it. I like to sit when I pee, though, so sinks are awkward.
Well, I had to do that for a while, but for other reasons.
Something was pierced, I'm assuming.
When I go to someone's house, I piss in their sink. Yeah. I have pissed in like 74 sinks.
I don't do that. I do upper deck people, though.
Yeah,
upper deck.
That's rude.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty bad. I don't even know if I have to know someone for a really long time before I even shit in their house.
I try never to shit in someone else's house because I'm like, you know what? I don't want them to shit in my house, so I don't shit in their house.
Oh, I shit in your house all the time.
I know, but I mean, I try not to do anything disgusting and like people. Well, I mean, like there's a select few. It's like I'd rather not do anything in their house, or I'm just gonna shit in their like mouth. Aquarium.
that's more polite.
Some driftwood right there.
Yeah. So Twitch is showing me last week's feed because that's what I want to know all about.
Well, that's fine. You'll just watch like 30 minutes of the Gary Busey GIF.
It's not 30 minutes.
It's GIF. Your woman is wrong.
Stand up for yourself.
Stand up for yourself.
No, you pronounce it GIF. I say it both ways. Just because I had a peanut butter sandwich today, choosy moms choose GIF.
Oh my god! I realized I didn't name the stream. I didn't name the thing here. I just updated that. So I'm all filled with fail today.
Welcome to episode 133.
In your region.
Of crippled system.
Recommendations.
Yes. No, I have a topic for today that I came up with a little while ago, but we have to do like announcements and stuff.
Nothing's happening.
Palooza.
GameholeCon is in 2 weeks.
Hey, when is Clusterfuckapalooza happening? Is that happening? Are we going to do it?
I'll send out messages to people tomorrow.
Send feelers out. I think we could probably do it. We could probably do it Friday night.
I'm just demoralized from last
Friday night. Well, me and
or
you,
Saturday night.
Friday night doesn't work because he's assigned to a board game Friday night.
Yeah.
Then Saturday night. Maybe. We could probably do it Saturday night.
Maybe.
I'm assigned to carrying around.
It'll be less clusterfucking. Like I think we'll just need to get like a crossover thing, get like four podcasts and just shuffle and maybe not do the during broadcasting shuffling.
Let's organize
it. No, during the broadcast shuffle is fine.
Let's figure that out off air.
What?
It's not a good.
It's a topic.
That's a topic. Podcast business in our free time, though. That's like your bane of existence.
Well, I mean, I won't be involved in the conversation at all, which is why I love the conversation. So I don't have to hear any of it.
So when you said let's figure it out, you meant why don't you guys?
You guys, if you figure it out, I'll be off playing board games, giving zero fucks about it.
Wait, I mean, are we not broadcasting now? Broadcasting. What's happening?
We're broadcasting right now.
Everything is happening.
The picture went away. I'm so confused.
It's regular crap. Adam JY4268 asked.
That's my brother.
Oh.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
He's one of my two favorite brothers. By the way, for those of you who dislike... Oh, my God.
Feedback.
That shit.
Oh, PlayStation.
I have announcements.
My phone... No, hold on a second. My phone shaking during the broadcast 2 weeks ago was that fucker's fault because he has me in a group message with my brother... my other brother, and some third number that I don't know who it is because it doesn't have a name on my phone. And
was that Daryl?
Yeah, it's probably Daryl. Like, to give you an idea how much these assholes talk to each other, so I turned off the vibrate on the phone this time. For to be fair, it was an exciting last quarter, but when I picked the phone up, I had 68 missed messages in that group tasks.
Yeah.
Like,
that's too much.
Calm your tits.
Calm down. Announcements. Yeah. 2 weeks from 2 days ago or so, two-ish weeks, probably. Meh, later in November, early November, later.
It would have been 3 weeks from 2 days ago.
3 weeks from 2 days. GameWorldCon! Pre-registration has closed.
It's 20 days from right now.
You have to sign. You can still sign up. You can still go. You just have to wait till the day of the event to get there, sign up, and play. It's the War Machine. It's a Friday night event, Saturday and Sunday. A lot of people will be in the Saturday event. There'll be some on the Friday and Sunday, too. But I think Saturday is like the bigger draw. But there'll be some Friday night gaming going on and some Sunday gaming going on as well.
I've been told I'm not allowed to play in any of the War Machine games.
I snapped a spot on the Saturday.
Because you and other Brian were already in the game. So yeah. I'm like, I'll play in a game. Bitch. And the two of you were like, no, you can't. We already are.
Hey, yeah, basically, we need someone to help Eddie. Although Jeremy will be helping with the podcast on Saturday.
Yeah, I just put my fist down and said, I'm playing in this event.
Yeah, Jeremy's helping on Saturday. And Katie. Katie wants to come along, too. She hasn't worked for a week, and she's really bored. She sleeps a lot now.
That is awesome. I will be very happy, because I need people to help me.
Andy's erect dick just hit the table.
No.
Well, that's kind of you to say.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
That was put more with feeling.
I'd probably hurt myself.
And then there's this thing called War Machine Weekend after that. You'll be there. We'll be there. It'll be cool.
Yep. But in between those two is Fallout 4.
Well, that's, Fallout 4, which might, impede everything else. I took the day off work for Fallout 4. My computer has been acting very obnoxious like the last 2 weeks. It's currently working, but it's like every other day it's not working, so I might have to get the fucking game on my PS4.
I was gonna say, you know what you can do to avoid a computer issue?
I gotta spend $1,500 on a new computer. Either $1,500 on a reliable computer. I gotta give my computer like 2 weeks of like, it has to work good for a solid week. I'm getting weird RAID errors. I'm getting my network cards failing every day. I got just fucking insane problems.
Console gamer master race, baby.
Well, yeah. not for
consoles,
but
baby.
Even so, if I would get the Total War Warhammer next year, that's only going to be a PC, so I have to get my computer fixed. I just don't want to drop $1,000+ in month.
I'm going to get Fallout 4 for the PS4, and then whenever it ends up coming out, I'm going to get Vermintide for the PS4. I'm going to blind buy the shit out of that because the reviews are all amazing.
I got my keyboard and mouse, but I could play it on the PS4. Yeah. But.
Well, and I'm the weirdo because of how much like GoldenEye and everything I've played. I prefer first person shooters with a controller.
Yeah, I never got in. Quake was the big thing when I was in like middle school, where like a lot of my friends really like hopped onto the computer gaming with that, but I just couldn't do it. Like I couldn't leave my controller behind. I grew up with that thing.
Well, it's what you go into it first is really what you adjust to.
Yeah, I went into Hexen. I could play that well, mm-hmm. but I could not.
Which is basically Vermintide.
Yeah, but I couldn't play Hexen. I couldn't play Hexen on any of the consoles.
I played the shit out of that on. I think it was Xbox even. But I think Xbox had.
Yeah. But I mean, I have come full circle for there. I'm more of a controller person
for now. A while on the PS2. I played a fuckload of first-person shooters because I played a lot of Red Faction when it first mm-hmm. came out, the very first one. And then I also played a lot of Time Splitters. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. just a shitload of... So I am so used to playing first-person shooters with the PlayStation controller.
Well, like I said, I have my Zim 4 mod thing, so I can use my keyboard and mouse on the PS4. Go. So it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, if I really want to play a first-person shooter on the PS4, I'll still use the mouse keyboard because fuck controllers.
So there it is. Look forward to us twitching four-player Vermintide soon.
Yeah.
Boom. When does it come out?
Nobody knows.
Soon. Okay. No, it's like a couple weeks.
Well, the PC is coming out like in a... They said that the Xbox and the PlayStation ones will be out by year-end. They haven't given a hard date on them, but I'm sure it will be very soon.
Is it actually I don't know anything about the game. Is it a first developer or is it an indie developer? I mean, am I looking at dropping $60 or am I looking at dropping $20?
Between the, 40 and 60.
Yeah. In between, because like the PC version, I think it's $30 to get in now with the open beta, and it's on sale for like $20. So, with that as a guide, I would think that when it comes out, it'll probably be in the 40 to 50 range, not in the 60 range.
Okay.
Also, another announcement, Borderlands, a pre-sequel, final chapter comes out this coming week.
Well, I thought everything already was out.
Not the final, not the first pre-sequel. No, not the pre-sequel. I'm sorry.
You're talking about the
Tales of the Borderlands.
Oh, Tales of Borderlands. Yes.
I said my brain is not working today. Tales of the Borderlands, the final chapter, is out Tuesday.
Exciting.
It is very
okay,
exciting.
So it's $26. So I could probably wait until almost the Steam sale for that, for the Christmas Steam sale, because it might show up
on Vermintide?
There. Yeah.
Well, it depends if we're playing it on PC or not.
Oh, what are we doing?
We just had the discussion about whether.
Oh, it's not my Fat Shark. I'm done. I'm sold.
Okay. Why? Who's Fat Shark?
I think I did Bionic Commando.
Are they as good as Left Shark?
No, they did Bionic Commando.
The one where you can jump or not?
I think.
Or the 3D one that everybody hated.
No, it's not the 3D one. It's
where your arm turns out to be your wife. Spoilers.
That I have not beaten the 3D one.
Spoilers. Your arm turns out to be your wife.
Yeah, I know that.
It's like a real life simulator for some people.
Yeah, because like masturbation.
Masturbation, yeah.
Announcements.
I don't think
I'm going to Atlanta for a week. I'm sorry, Atlanta.
You're gonna go.
I can't even like social. Like normally, if I would go on a work trip, I would like because Atlanta has a big War Machine crew. I would like find out where their store is, and I would go there. But my fucking coworkers want to work like day and fucking night. Somebody working like 17 hours a day. I'm not gonna have a fucking chance to like do anything.
Well, you know, if you work 17 hours a day, I know a lot of like really cheap hookers in Atlanta that you can
probably play War Machine with.
How many do you know?
I would say at least 30.
A cheap hooker will play War Machine if you pay.
Text me 20 there for 20 of them their information.
That way you can collect the biggest number and sure that somebody
make sure you announce yourself as your one of your coworkers.
I played 4 games of War Machine in the last 4 days.
I know you've been on fire.
I played 3 games yesterday.
Oh, you've been playing just at home with Jordan?
I played 1 game with Jordan. We had a thing down at we posted on the Facebook thing. We were down at a Peg yesterday. There's like 5 of us down at Peg playing the War Machines.
Cool.
I'm trying to throw all the score and shit on the table in a crazy combination just to get the stuff on the table.
Yeah.
I haven't got like a 4-man squad.
You kind of hit your stride again?
I'm just trying to like throw everything out there and see what fucking.
What sticks?
What sticks?
Well, I mean, because I know what works. See, my problem is I know what works. I'm trying to find, you know.
Yeah, you want
to
find something different. Not Fist and X.
Yeah. I mean, and I might still play that, but I'm just trying to see, well, did something else just come out of the blue, some weird combo that people haven't thought of with this new stuff? I mean.
Well, when your other 20 Drakes get here, you'll be fine, right?
I got him. I will have Octo Drake. Sadly, he won't be ready for the next. It won't be ready for Game Hall Con, but it'll be ready for December, the big cons in December.
Yeah. So who's the boss in December? Maybe.
Yeah. Is that going on?
But I retired from those.
Just as a heads up, since we're kind of like in that season.
There's going to be a heads up. There's going to be a Who's the Boss that's happening in December, more likely December 12th. We're trying to figure out on the venue. Right now, the venue that we're looking at right now, they don't open until fucking noon. So trying to run 4 rounds of Who's the Boss, even though it's, you know, we generally get through them fairly quick. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a long day.
Well, is this venue a location where someone can have alcoholic beverages?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, then I think that's okay.
I mean, but I don't want to be
If the place isn't closed early, then you just have a cool
You just go from noon till 3 in the morning.
I mean, that'll work, yeah.
But I don't know if that's going to draw people or if that's going to put people away if they're traveling X far and stay in
they can crash at your place.
No, this is not going to be at my place. So this is going to be in Milwaukee.
They can all stay
Why the fuck would I go to Milwaukee?
We got to drive places to do things?
Well, the whole point of having things run by local people is to not go to Milwaukee.
Yeah. I stopped going to Milwaukee as soon as they moved away from the Fazoli's. I haven't.
Although Travis says that they're opening a Portillo's in Brookfield.
That is, yep, they are.
So I'm.
That's not near the place. That's not very clear.
It's not a Fazoli's.
It would be like
it's a good distance.
It's not a lunch break go, but is it an after the event go?
No, after the event, at least get the fuck home.
That's the best time to go out and eat, though. Like, I've been fiending to have like a Milwaukee event, but they keep having all these like journeyman league.
They only have like a press ganger in a judging run event, and they just don't run anything because you know they have all these reasons that just sit around. There's nothing. Like all the five different
stores there.
Yeah, they could have an event constantly, but no.
I'm fiending for there's a burger place in Milwaukee. I think it's like one of the top 10 in the country.
Is that Bazinga's?
No, it's not Bazinga's. but I'm pretty. I really want to go there.
Bazinga's?
Fucking Bazinga's.
But
yeah,
but,
no.
Yeah, but going
no.
out no. afterwards. If it's a local, if it's in Madison, I will go out afterwards. But man, if it's out of town, I need to drive home.
Well,
I don't want to.
Stopped at that Hardee's on the way home.
Yeah.
Like 100 times. Yeah, it's almost like tradition.
Yeah. Well, exactly. But that's an in and out of Hardee's.
You're in and out of there. Quicker though.
You know, have you seen how quickly I can eat Portillo's?
It's the wrong direction.
I think what you all need to do is come to an Oshkosh event with me when they actually run one again, and go to Pete's Garage afterwards. You go in with like less than $10, and you will leave like one of the happiest people in the world.
I cannot possibly become happy.
And you will after you have this burger in your mouth. And if that doesn't happen, I'm sure there's some like over 40.
I've decided after my trip, I'm giving up food. So.
I thought you were going to go into there. I think there was something we could put in your mouth to make you happy. I thought that was the direction you were going with that conversation.
That's the over 40 drunk lady he was
talking about.
Yeah.
Boom.
At least come for the fun stories. I embarrass and degrade people.
That's my annoy Andy noise.
It's everything. The hell is going on?
Oh, man, it's like Lowriders starting to turn.
Wait, give me three more. I can do that scene from Warriors.
What's your topic? We have a topic. Nathan has a topic. What's your topic?
I just muted Nathan.
We started like 7 hours too late, so we have to get this podcast over with.
All right. So we're going to do the witches better. We're having showdowns here.
Oh,
man, it's showdown.
Oh, I think I already know.
This is amazing. I have several of these.
It's amazing.
We're going to start with the one we were talking about that inspired this.
Mine's the best.
Which is better, Volcano or Dante's Peak?
No, or Crimson Peak.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Which is
better? We can talk about that later.
We will talk about that later. Which is better, Volcano or Dante's Peak?
Is this
on what
volcano
level?
With Tommy Jones?
You
yes.
Tommy Jones? What level?
Yeah, there's
Volcano's the one where the lava like takes the subway to cut Tommy Lee Jones off from escaping. Like it's actively flanking him.
Yeah.
So the
there's
lava
so many good
volcano
things.
Is smarter than the lava in Dante's Peak because it has tactical maneuverability, but Dante's Peak boils grandmas.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen Dante's Peak, so I'd have to go with Volcano.
I'm going
to
go with Dante's Peak.
For sheer stupidity, I go with Dante's Peak as well. Because, man, I mean, driving your truck over lava, that's awesome times.
They have good tires.
No, they don't. The tires explode.
Stone tires. We just rolled our tires in concrete. That'll be okay, right?
and also grandma jumping into the ass of Bath Lake to pull the kids to shore is great. It's also lava meteorite hitting wife and head at the very beginning of the movie is a horrible scene.
Speaking of meteorites, which is better, Armageddon or Deep Impact?
Depends on my mood.
I'm going to go with Armageddon just because I love movies where they have specialized people. Like, I loved 13 Ghosts for their specialization in the ghosts. Like, they were all, like, final bosses of Mega Man or something. Or not final bosses, but just bosses in general. And, like, every single one of those guys had a specific job. They were so good.
Yeah.
It was so amazing.
13 Ghosts? Yeah. I like that movie a lot. Yeah.
It was really fun.
How did we get into 13 Ghosts from...
Because they were all
he
specialized.
He brings it up every goddamn week.
No,
every
I haven't.
Week.
No, this is
everything
like the
is
one.
Everything is 1 degree from 13 Ghosts in his world. It's like, that's just like 13 I mean, Ghosts. Everything is just like 13
it's
fucking
a
Ghosts
glass
to you.
House. How can you not like that? It's so good.
Don't throw stones.
Monks
is there
in
a
there.
Stone-throwing ghost in the
I mean, yeah.
House?
No, there's not, but he's... You could probably run. The jackal could probably run through there with a cage on his head.
The jackal with Bruce Willis.
What is your pick, Nathan? You haven't picked.
Wait, what are the two movies? Oh, Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Deep Impact Armageddon.
The world ends in Deep Impact, so you got that going.
I really like death when it happens.
The destruction. The destruction that happens.
You lose Paris though, in Armageddon, and like Japan.
Well, I mean, Japan's already halfway gone, anyways.
Or the Koreas. One of those weird
people. Good Korea place. Or bad Korea?
Not sure. Well, that's all. Well, what do you mean?
Can we add to
the
they're
best
both
Korea.
Asteroid movies though? But it's not an asteroid movie, but it is a world-ending movie. Is Day After Tomorrow?
That's not the thing though.
Yeah, this is all right, this meteors right. Killing the world.
If I have to choose one,
I don't want to close my eyes.
If I could see Steve Buscemi going crazy again in
Armageddon has more rewatchability.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Although
it
still has the question of why don't they train scientists to run a drill instead of training drillers to be astronauts?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a lot easier training.
You got to know in your gut how deep to go.
I want
that's what she said.
I want a sitcom made of them training through NASA. Instead of them rushing through it, but I just want a fully fledged sitcom just built with them, you know, training for
every episode.
Every episode
would end with Steve Buscemi vomiting on something.
Oh, I have one from our viewers. You might have it. Wait.
I only had one more off the top of my head of two movies that came out at the same time that were blatantly the same movie. So
The Magician with the Hulk, or The Magician with the Wolverine. It wasn't called, one of them wasn't called The Magician.
Prestige.
There's Prestige and The Magician. They're kind of like the same.
No.
Prestige had David Bowie.
Yeah.
It was a Prestige and it was the Illusionist.
Illusionist. You know, you're right. It's Illusionist. The Magician's a newer one. Illusionist or Prestige are kind of the same concept.
Yeah, I had David Bowie. Yeah. I'm always going to vote for David Bowie.
I'm just saying. The Prestige, I almost liked a lot, but it just annoyed me at the end.
See, everybody else remember, loves the ending.
I don't remember the ending at all.
It was this duel of like actual gimmick magic, and then it turned into the real guy using real magic. I was like, eh.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? One guy was clever because he had a fucking twin. And they were doing all this crazy shit. He went into the craft for like years of playing his tricks. And the guy's like,
I was just a wizard.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I mean, it was cool. I mean, it was neat that it was a wizard, but it didn't really fit in this like thing. It just like was obnoxious.
How about going off the magic track, The Illusionist or The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
I'm gonna go with 13 Ghosts.
How are those related to each other?
They're magic.
That's not at all. He doesn't understand how this works at all.
Here's my other one that I remember off the top of my head. Although this is more of try to have who hates one of these less than the other one by not as much is Bug's Life or Ants.
You just blew me up. I'm done.
I like Bug's Life.
Night, Bug's Life.
Bug's Life is the winner. So yeah. It's Bug's Life to has Ants slightly.
Well, no, there's none. I mean, Bug's Life has Tuck and Roll done.
Yeah.
if we removed what's his name and added in Larry David, then it would have been
that would have made Ants way better, yeah. Having Larry David instead of
Sylvester Stallone. Stallone was an ant.
Yeah, I know, but he wasn't the one you would replace. You would replace the guy who raped his stepdaughter.
Yeah, the rapey guy.
The rapey guy.
Sylvester Stallone.
I'm pretty sure he didn't rape anybody that we know of.
I heard on a podcast that he raped somebody.
It's all coming back to us.
Allegedly.
Breaking news, allegedly.
This is like Gilbert Gottfried's thing.
Woody Allen is the rapey guy.
Woody Allen.
Yeah,
sure shit is.
Tort says RoboCop 2014 or Winter Soldier. I don't think they really have anything to do with each other.
Winter Soldier is better of those two, but that's definitely a difficult choice.
I'll never understand your dislike of that movie, but that's okay.
The Winter Soldier?
Yeah,
I thought it was fine. I could have done without Nick Fury's crazy adventures.
Yeah.
It's
fine.
Ooh,
I wish the main villain was Batroc, and it would have continued with basically Captain America versus Batroc through there, and then throwing the Winter Soldier in there. I didn't need all the other things. The fight between him and Batroc was amazing.
Yeah.
I found there's actually a Wikipedia entry called Twin Films that's all Ooh. About this. All
right.
So it's got a bunch of examples, but they're all, most of these I don't recognize, but luckily they're in alphabetical order, so I can scroll to more recently here.
Well, there's also like that more remake.
Wouldn't time be more relevant than alphabetical order for relevance, like for most recent? Yeah. What does the alphabet have to do
because
with the most?
Because we didn't start using the letter Z in movies
did
until
I say alphabetical?
Yeah, you said alphabetical. I'm like, what is that?
I did not mean alphabetical. I meant that they were like
only chronological. There's a new rule. Movies are made now are all with R's.
Weird Science and Real Genius are not even remotely close to each other.
No.
But Weird I masturbated science. To one of them more than the other.
Weird Science is more like my science project. You ever see that one?
No, I have not.
They build a time machine and like a whole bunch of different eras crash land in their high school.
Would you say maybe Weird Science?
Well, that's called Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No, because this isn't they go to the time and then pick stuff up. This is literally like it malfunctions in their high school. And so it becomes this thing where like over here is the 1500s and is prehistoric.
Canine Tuner and Tuner. I can't even speak.
Turner and Hooch.
Those are good examples. Because like these are movies that came out really close to each other. Yeah. Those movies
Turner
both,
and Hooch is...
And
Turner
Canine both came out here.
Turner and Hooch is the superior.
Well, although that one, the dog dies in that one where it doesn't die in Canine.
Top Gun and Iron Eagle.
Well, that's kind of ish. That's still kind of a gap.
Well, Iron Eagle is pretty awesome.
Iron Eagle has Queen in it.
It does. It has Louis Gossett Jr. as well.
Yeah.
And an Iron Eagle 2, and an Iron Eagle 3, and an Iron Eagle 4.
Transformers the movie came out the same year as GoBots Battle of the Rock Lords.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's 80s, though, too. I mean, they were going on at the same time for both those franchises.
Well, the 80s, just like, it was like they would hit a movie that did well, and then like a bazillion things came after it that were basically the same thing.
Oh, here's a couple good ones.
Interesting thing about Transformers, though. For Transformers the movie, the fan reception of what happened to Prime in that caused G.I. Joe the movie to change.
Interesting.
Because Duke was supposed to die in G.I. Joe, and because of everybody's reaction about Prime dying in Transformers the movie, they scrapped it.
They killed off what's his name in the G.I. Joe movie.
They didn't kill off anybody.
That reminds me about...
They had just Cobra Commander turned into a snake.
Yeah, because he was once a man.
Character. Oh, I thought you meant like the recent movie.
Who was the snake? The Serpentor.
Serpentor. That was, yeah.
I might have a legitimate one now. Like,
I don't think you do.
No, I do. I think I got one. I think I have one.
Legitimate
Transformers or Masks?
Well, Masks. I liked Masks.
They came out at the same fucking time.
Singular.
Well, Mask, whatever. But Mask was fucking amazing.
Remember Sky Rangers?
No, where I don't remember that one.
Oh, I had those toys. There was like a spider's web in my bedroom because they all like had zip lines, and the toys all came with zip lines. They'd slide down them and stuff. It was cool.
I think my favorite toy was the crotch rocket that turned into a helicator.
The green one. Yeah,
the green one.
That's just a fantasy you have.
No,
it was the crotch rocket.
No, it's the green
one. Little Big League or Rookie of the Year?
Little Big League.
Your brother brought up one.
Yeah, I know that's a good one too.
That's one that we should argue about.
We will argue about that one. But first, Little Big League or Rookie of the Year?
I don't know.
I don't remember Little Big. I think I've seen those.
I've seen
neither of those have none of them have a resounding memory impact in my brain. Okay. I've seen them.
Little Big League was with Rick Moranis and the Little Bears. They were like the reject kids, and they came to like the junkyard.
Yeah, never
baseball
watched.
Field.
No.
Oh, so that's.
No, that's not Sandlot.
Sandlot's the one where they have the guy that's
singular as well.
My big memory of Sandlots.
Sandlots.
I've never seen it.
I saw it as a double feature at a drive-in with the Super Mario Brothers movie with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. And that's a big screen to see the movie on, and there are a lot of shots of that dog jumping over the camera, and that dog was male.
Yep.
So it was 20-foot wide testicles just flying through the air.
It's like the Red Dog commercial from the 90s. Big old bulldog balls swaying back and forth.
All right. What's next?
I like your
Tombstone or Wyatt Earp.
That one fucks me over. I can't choose.
They're
both really good.
One of those is one of the best goddamn movies ever made.
Tombstone.
Yes.
That's the one with Will Costner as Wyatt Earp, right?
No. That's Wyatt Earp. Tombstone is the one with
Kurt Russell.
Wyatt Earp is the one I fall asleep to when I'm tired.
Tombstone is the one where Val Kilmer says, I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah, the Val Kilmer one is better. I'll go ahead and agree with that. That is more than enough reason.
I will say this, though, in my defense of Wyatt Earp is...
You like boring things.
No. Val Kilmer's portrayal of Doc Holliday is amazing.
Oh, it's
fantastic. I will say, though, that Dennis Quaid's portrayal of Doc Holliday, if Tombstone didn't exist, we would all be talking about Dennis Quaid.
I thought that was here. What?
Was it as good as his portrayal of Han Solo?
Shut up. But his portrayal of Doc Holliday is really good. Out of the Kevin Costner films, Wyatt Earp is probably my favorite of his... I'm not acting, I'm just stonewalling my way through this.
Waterworld.
What else is left?
Well, that's entertaining.
Kevin Costner can be okay to me.
Yeah.
The Postman was all right. I mean, it was all right, but it wasn't Waterworld.
I don't know if you guys like the second one of these as much as I do. This is actually a four-way because they're all realities, fake kind of thing. But we have Dark City, The Matrix, The 13th Floor, and Existence.
Well, the thing is, though, that all the... For movie twins...
The big two is Dark City and The Matrix, I think, are the big two.
No, for movie twins, they really need to come out on the same year.
Yeah.
Dark City did not come out even remotely close to The Matrix.
But they were within a year of each other. It was 98 and 99 were their official release dates, and I don't know when they were during the... Yes, 98. It's on here.
We're old.
And I remember when it came out, it being a big deal.
Yep, Wikipedia is right. I mean, that's the way it works.
But Dark City was 98, and 13th Floor, Matrix, and Existence were all 99.
What was the last one?
Existence. With the Z,
it's got the weird poster, and it has like the gorilla
booties. Yeah, the bone gun. That's the one where he builds the bone gun, right?
I've never actually seen it. I've only seen commercials for it and trailers for it and posters for it. I'm going, eh. It looked trippy.
I would probably say, honestly,
The Matrix was
a better film.
Dark City
was good.
I love the director's cut of Dark City even more. But
I think when I first saw Dark City, I wasn't in the mood to see a movie like Dark City, so it didn't sit with me well, and it never has since. It's okay. It's neat, but I never found it clever.
It's not a Donnie Darko thing where everybody seems to think that movie is the best thing in the world.
Yeah. It's Donnie Darko. Fuck Donnie Darko. Mission to Mars or Red Planet?
That's a good one. I mean, time-wise. I prefer The Martian.
What about Rocket Man? Yeah, he was going to Mars, right?
Red Planet or what's it called again?
Yeah, no, Mission to Mars or Red Planet?
Red Planet's the Val Kilmer one, right?
I think so, with the cool robot.
It has a cool robot and it also has algae, yeah. I think.
It's got algae and a killer robot that hunts people. That's clever and unique. What happened to Mission to Mars?
They go to Mars, assumedly.
I'm going to go with Red Planet because I can't remember anything about Mission. I've seen them both, but I can't remember Mission to Mars. So obviously,
I can't either.
So Red Planet wins by default.
Yep.
Wow. This is just a weird example of ripped from the headlines, but inexplicably decades later, but at the same time. Three movies about the Zodiac Killer came out in 2007. What?
Okay.
Zodiac, The Zodiac, and Curse of the Zodiac all came out around the same time.
Maybe an anniversary or something like that?
Okay, there's three more here that I think are legitimately worth talking about.
Okay.
Skyline and Battle Los Angeles. Skyline had more vaginas in the sky.
Skyline, I liked the movie up until the last 10 minutes of the film.
The last 30 seconds of the film.
How much I did like Skyline, and I was surprised how mediocre Battle for Los Angeles was. Battle for Los Angeles had too good of a trailer that really hyped up the movie. That trailer was just too good, and the movie was too mediocre for the trailer.
And Skyline was kind of the reverse. The trailer looked really meh, and then the movie, I enjoyed Skyline, and then the ending was like, what?
It's like I would like to make a director's cut, and I just cut it off.
like Descent.
Just done. Yeah, the last 30 seconds or last 5 minutes of that movie is horrible. But
when I saw Existence come up in here, I thought it said Extends.
Oh, so I should ban that person? Ban that person from the...
Because they're talking about penis enlarging.
Despicable Me or Megamind?
Whoa!
Is that a none of the above out of Brian here?
I'd rather have Megamind. As soon as you said Minions, it was just like a reflex. What? Oh, man, I can't get in. I hate those fucking things.
What?
I'm sorry.
You mean your favorite thing right now isn't quotes from Hot Topic posters overlaid on pictures of Minions on Facebook?
No, it's not. I mean, what? It really isn't. I mean,
I can't get enough of those.
What? I'm sure there's a person at work who, like, their entire cubicle is nothing but fucking Minions, and I want to burn it down.
One of those
fucking Minions?
It's fucking one of those Minions. Has a sequel. One of those doesn't, so obviously one of them is better than the other.
Well, the Minions are like what? Like, there's four movies with them right now? They're like the new herpes?
No, there's only Despicable Me, Despicable Me 2, and Minions.
I do want to see Minions.
And everybody's Facebook wall.
Yeah, and everybody's Facebook
wall. Yeah, I liked both of them.
But the weird thing about the Minions on the Facebook wall thing is people post stuff like, you know, I sure love having my wife wear a dildo and fuck me in my butt for hours at a time.
Yeah, and then they stick a minion on it.
Yeah, it's a little...
It's just fine that way because
minion,
it's a minion.
The Minions have a little bit of overuse.
Yeah, it is because they look like a dick.
I will say this about the movie Minions. I know it's not pertaining to this, though. The movie Minions, everybody's jokes about them are better than that movie. And if you've seen the trailer, you've seen all the good stuff. Because the rest of they could have done so much more.
But the Minions were not that huge of a thing in the first Despicable Me.
No.
I mean, they were ancillary, really.
So swallow your distaste of Minions in general and look at the films. Despicable Me, Despicable Me has the more emotional thing with the adopted babies and blah, 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 and Megamind, which is just wacky, fun.
Okay, Despicable Me, discounting in a world where Facebook Minions exist,
just in a vacuum.
I would go with Despicable Me.
Although Megamind has some funny moments.
It does.
His
has...
entrance at the end when he comes out of like his own giant head and everything, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, two more.
Okay.
Olympus Has Fallen or White House Down?
I prefer Olympus Has Fallen. No, what's the first one? Olympus Has Fallen. Whatever the first one is. The one without Will Smith.
You mean Jamie Kennedy?
Yes.
Not Jamie Kennedy, Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx.
Whichever God, one.
That would have been a completely different movie if
it was Jamie Kennedy is the action hero.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I saw Tremors 5. He's in Tremors 5. It's a good movie. It's weird.
It's got Jamie Kennedy in it?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah. I liked it. It was weird. But no,
all
I like
the Tremors is good film.
I prefer the first one of the two. The second one's more lighthearted, and I don't know. I just said that's my thing.
I read an article that said White House Down is the best Die Hard film since Die Hard.
In some ways, that's not much true.
Because they said it's really, because it's you got the wacky black sidekick, and you got him, and the terrorist, and it's an enclosed area, and blah, blah, blah. They said White House Down is really, if you replace the white guy with Bruce Willis and just called it Die Hard 7, it would have been
The best Die Hard movie since Die Hard with a Vengeance. Because that's where you're talking about the wacky side character.
There's a wacky black side character in every Die Hard film.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, Zeus was probably... The Samuel L. Jackson Zeus was probably the best.
That's the most well-known. I know Carl Winslow.
It's
scary. With his car parked at the bottom of the tower the whole time, he didn't really play a big part except for somebody falling on his car and then him flying off.
He shot a guy.
And
I love that nobody does anything until he shoots the guy. Like, everybody knows what's happening.
Yeah.
God damn it. What was the Urkel fucking show?
Family Matters.
Family Matters. Like, I could discount Carl Winslow from that, but as soon as he threw, like, the spoiler on a limo in Crocodile Dundee 2, total respect lost. Done.
that was the falling apart.
It wasn't
that
a
was
spoiler.
That was the downfall.
That, my friend, was a car phone antenna.
Okay, I didn't know what it looked like a spoiler to me.
It did, but that's what car phone antennas looked like.
I just
so our topic was pretty special. I don't know.
And the most recent one, there was a couple stretches there, like they had Equalizer versus John Wick. Those are nothing alike.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what it is? If you consider the underage whore to be the same as a dog.
Equalizer is also just a... I wouldn't put it in the same vein as John Wick because it's not a remake of a television series from the 80s.
John Wick is.
John Wick is not a remake of a television show from the 80s.
Exact same plot.
Didn't John Wick and like the Hitman come out around the same time?
No.
Like the first version of
no.
the Hitman?
No. Not. Either Hitman is just a bad choice.
And I'm going to be the scapegoat again and be the other people were thinking it thing. So I watched The Equalizer, and he's got the prostitute that gets beat up and everything, and I think she is a very, very attractive woman.
Yes.
And then I Googled it, and it was Chloe Grace Moretz,
who is
still 17,
no, she's
goddamn.
Not.
Well, she isn't anymore, but she was when they filmed that fucking movie.
No. But once she turned 18, all of her previous work is okay.
I'm going to go watch Let Me In again. She's got a nude scene in that.
And somebody did mention Kick-Ass and Hero, is it, with Dwight?
That's actually a good movie.
The Super is really good.
Hercules and the Legend of Hercules.
That is both of which are terrible and you shouldn't watch.
Nope. Hercules is much better than Legend of Hercules. Brian, you need to watch the other one for context.
I watched it on HBO. I'm like, this is better.
One of them has an invisible cow raping a woman, and one has somebody suplexing a horse.
Yeah.
So okay, wait. Which one do you say is better?
The one without The Rock.
You're fucking wrong. Just wrong.
That one embraces what it is. The one with The Rock is like, we're going to be all about things and stuff. And
he suplexes a horse.
Yeah, not really.
What do you mean not really? Was it a power bomb? Did I get the move wrong?
No, he suplexed a horse.
Yeah, maybe.
A centaur.
I remember watching it, man, this is boring. We just blocked it all out.
You watch it with Jim. That was the issue.
Yeah.
The Legend of Hercules is fucking horrible. Our movie pain train of that has been taken down because of fucking that one company. So on all of our
fair use,
all of our movie pain trains, I include like a trailer from the original film. All of them, not all of them, but some of them have gotten copyright strikes on YouTube for. I've disputed all of them. All of them said, yeah, that's fair use. And given us our access back to our videos, except for The Legend fucking Hercules, because I know that they know that they made a shite movie and they want to make every single fucking dime that they can off of
it. You know what we can do? I will do a one-man recreation of the trailer for Legend of Hercules, and we can splice that in.
Can we? Yeah, let's film that trailer. Like, let's make it.
Can I get you a wig?
Yeah, no, I would do a one-man recreation of the Legend of Hercules trailer, and we can splice it in.
I think this sounds like a plan.
Let's do this, yes.
Yes.
Done.
All right.
After we finish a couple of those.
Well, yeah, not tonight. After this, I have to record something
God,
else.
That could be amazing, too. We could also do drunken trailers.
Speaking of which, season of Drunken History is on Hulu.
Yes. I don't get that show at all.
Because you don't drink.
But, I mean, it's obviously, it's like, why did they I don't like staged for
but
whatever
stage.
I hate half fake reality. It's so weird. Like, I can watch if something's gonna be like a reality show that's like true on nonsense, like a competition show. I can watch, but I hate like fake half staged.
But it's not a reality show. It's a documentary. So you think of it like they have on the History Channel, where they just have the professor going, and that's when General Lee decided.
Well, I get it, and
so it is straight that, and the only thing is that just the magic of it is that when they are just like rambling and saying drunken stuff, having the recreators do the same ramble with straight face is the hilarious part to me.
Well, see, the problem is I don't always believe they're drunk, and I believe they're embellishing it, so I just don't buy into that.
I looked into it because I was worried because I was kind of ruining it for me. What they do is they have them tell the whole story three times, getting drunker and drunker and drunker and drunker. And then basically for the cut-ins, when they need something somewhat coherent to be educational, they go with the less drunk. And then for the splice-ins, they go with when they're just falling off the chair, shitting themselves drunk, because that's funny.
But the recreation stuff
But to me, it's just worth it to see, like, when they have Lois and Clark, and Lois is like, whatever, bitch, with your... Like, that's just funny to have Lois say that to Sacagawea.
Yeah.
I'll never not laugh at that.
I don't find things funny
anymore. That's fine. Like, I can get... You know, I've said before, there are times when I'll tell someone their opinion's wrong, and there's times when I'll be like, yeah, okay, I can get that. And this is one of the times when I'm like, yeah, I can get not liking drunk
But what's history. Weird, if it was them just being goofy and doing the exact same thing, I would probably enjoy that.
I would enjoy that less.
Yeah.
If it was just them in the costumes going, whatever, Jack and Joey, I'd be like, well, you're just being stupid.
Because you're just watching a Family Guy then.
Yeah. Well, basically. I don't believe they're drunk. I don't believe how drunk they are. I believe it's, I mean, maybe they are drunk. I don't believe it, though.
I've seen podcast members that drunk in real life, so I believe those people are that drunk.
Yeah.
And so because I believe it, I'm in hold.
Okay. Hey, have you watched the Legion cast?
Yes, exactly.
That's my conspiracy. I believe it's a conspiracy. That's my conspiracy theory in the world. It's not real.
So you would like to see, so you would probably like to see, like, if they release that on Blu-ray or such and that, the behind the scenes of them drinking and then telling the story.
I want someone at all times giving them a blood alcohol test.
Well, they could actually do the drunk history, but then put a picture-in-picture of the person actually telling the story in the corner.
It was like I went to Costco recently and I saw they were selling like breathalyzers you could put on your keychain. I looked at it as a competition.
That's not what it's meant for.
Well, it's fine.
I heard that they actually stopped selling those because people were taking them as a challenge and dying.
It's very much still there.
Oh.
We should have one on the podcast.
Somebody on the Twitch stream wanted Conan versus Beastmaster.
Which, I guess the original, I guess some of the Conans could have came out back in the day around Beastmaster. Beastmaster is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Beastmaster came out after Conan. Weasels. I think it was at the same time as the Destroyer. Weasels,
whatever they are.
I think it was in between, they're called Cat Snakes. I think it was in between Conan and Conan the Destroyer.
Well, also, like, maybe I'm just, like, off base on this one, but Lady Hawk is kind of in that genre, too, isn't it?
Lady Hawk was legit.
I know. I was looking up, I looked up Lady Hawk to find, like, some images from that movie, and I ended up finding Dragon Age 2.
I only prefer the Beastmaster where he travels through time to, like, modern age. That's
L.A. Yes.
I've seen all the Beastmasters too many times. That's just a fact of life. Speaking of special announcements, everyone should support the Friday the 13th Kickstarter so they make that game. So I can play it.
Is it a board game?
It's a video game.
Is it the one where one of you plays as Jason and you can, like, teleport around?
It's like the Left 4 Dead version of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Conan and Beastmaster both came out in 82.
I am surprised. I would have assumed that it was like Conan in 82 and then Beastmaster in like 84 is a blatant ripoff.
Yep, that's why I thought so too.
I think Conan ripped off Beastmaster. You heard it here.
I don't see any fucking ferrets with Conan.
Yeah, he has the.
Hey, Ben Lang's watching. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
God, I can't believe they're the same year.
Or what's the movie where the horse dies in the Never Ending
Story?
Oh,
yeah.
Hidalgo?
Yeah, it's just like Beastmaster and Never Ending Story. That's similar.
Wasn't the horse's... No, yeah, it's Atreyu, isn't it, the horse's name?
No, the kid's name is Atreyu. The horse's name...
Falcor.
No,
that's the big
dragon. That's the
dragon.
Luck dragon.
Yeah.
The horse's name is like Gartax or something.
That movie was too rough for a child.
Yeah, plus those statues had nipples on them. It was confusing for young me.
It was very weird.
They shot lasers out of them.
It made
I
no sense.
Don't think I've ever seen that movie.
The original Neverending Story?
I don't think
it's
I have.
So good.
Well, it would lose something now.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't lose classic. Anything now because I you wouldn't have the nostalgia factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch the second one first.
I've already seen like Red Letters Media's version of the second one. Yeah,
the third. Well, you watch that guy with the glasses all the time.
Back yeah, the second well. One and the third one.
I think he talked about the third one as well. Yeah.
We're talking about movies too. I did force my roommate to watch a couple classics yesterday. Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey the Bandit 2, Smokey is the Bandit.
No, Smokey and the Bandit 2 is they transport a elephant, and Smokey and the Bandit 3 is the one where Snowman is the Bandit.
I kind of like 2 more than 1, except for the beginning and middle.
But I love the end of 2. The car crash scene in 2 is amazing. Yeah,
so there's cars in it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The 78 elephant. Trans Am.
And they drive fast.
One of them's a bandit?
No. And it's also Sheriff Beerfoot T. Justice and Beerfoot all of his cousins and everything from all different sheriff places all around. It's so amazing. All
right. Then let me ask you this. Beaufort T. Justice? That's
Beaufort
his name?
T. Justice.
Beaufort T. Justice or Roscoe P. Coltrane?
Oh, Beaufort.
Buford.
You're going Buford over Buford. Roscoe?
Yep.
Buford's pretty amazing.
And it's something I found out today. You haven't seen Smokey and the fucking Bandit.
But Roscoe P.
You haven't seen. Roscoe has never said, I will barbecue your ass in molasses.
Yep.
He has never said that.
God, Buford T. Justice is so just good. Amazing.
Oh, you need to watch it. Jeff actually loved the film. And that movie does not stand the test of time because it has CB radios and stuff.
Well, they still exist.
Those still exist.
They still exist.
Yeah, they still exist. But I mean, it doesn't really, really stand.
That movie is real life. That movie happens every day down in the South. I really hope it does too.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Have you ever really wanted Coors as much to actually go and bootleg it from Texarkana?
So is this like the trucker version of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
Basically.
Kind of, yes. They
really
make a bet.
Some Coors?
They make a bet with somebody to go and get some Coors and bring it back to Georgia in 28 hours.
Yeah.
The other movie I made Jeff watch yesterday, which is a crime that he didn't see it before this, was Falling Down.
It's a really good one.
That is probably my favorite Joel Schumacher film.
That movie is probably my future.
Every day it almost is my present.
Yeah, that movie is like a conversation away from happening
every
in my life.
Time my car is motionless on the Beltline, a counter starts in my head, and if it gets to like 10 seconds I'm recreating that movie.
I'm so glad I don't live in Madison.
Yeah.
my work has a lockdown. We have security guards because they fired someone on one of our floors and it was a concern, so they have security guards last week and this week. So it's pretty exciting.
Was
in my
building.
Nick? I don't know.
I really like this one. This one would be tough.
Legend and Neverending Story.
I think I would go with Legend on that one.
God, and I think 99% of people wouldn't, but I'm almost with you on that.
I really just think
because of Tim Curry.
It was so good. Like his bighorn demon is amazing, and like Tom Cruise is in that one, and the fairy, like the relationship between her and them, like it's so amazing. It's
very sexual.
So good.
What? I never caught good. That. What?
It's
really subtle.
I don't know how much I like Legend. I like it's like in the style. Like for like a screen capture or like a quote or like just a gif.
I would watch just Tim Curry. If you cut out any nanosecond he wasn't on screen, I would watch that.
What they should do with him in his current state is just dress him up like Legend and just wheel him around.
You could just like have him slump into, like he'd fall over to the left.
The horns would knock him over. But I think we should devil him up some and just wheel him around. He's not going to say no. He can't do much about it.
Legend was just such a stylistically pleasing movie, even though I know the plot inside and out. Like, it looks so wonderful.
It's substance
over. He has to find and fuck a unicorn and then convince it to help him fight the bad guy, right? I don't even understand the movie.
I don't remember him fucking the unicorn.
I thought that's what happened. That's how Scientology was created.
Are you thinking of I Am Legend?
Maybe. I think that's what he's thinking.
I get confused.
Tim Curry Satan is so awesome.
So do we want to work in our Crimson Peak experience?
Well, we can. That was going to be my recommendation.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I saw Goosebumps.
Yeah? That's going to be really good reviews.
I saw it with oddly enough, I don't. I very rarely see the Shades, but they messaged me and they asked if I want to go see a movie. I'm like, sure. And then we saw Goosebumps.
When?
Right, like
last night?
11 o'clock today.
Oh, okay. Don't you work? Oh, wait. Today's Sunday.
Yeah,
oh, damn Sunday. It. Yeah. Fucking retail.
It was it was adorable. It's, for a PG movie, it was pretty... random recommendation, middle
recommendation.
This is who I think of when I see Falling Down.
Yes.
What?
Yep.
Did you just like open up some kind of a paint program on your phone so that you could hand write a message?
Yep.
You know you could have like texted one of us.
I could have, but it would have made noises.
Oh my goodness.
That's who I think of when I watch a lot. Yesterday, that's who I was thinking of the entire time.
Yeah, Carnage says solo play is a stretch goal, by the way.
Well, because someone asked about, because Friday the 13th, it's multiplayer only, but one of the stretch goals will be like a solo play campaign.
Well, you can play solo, just play as Jason. Like, they won't be very difficult prey, but you can still stab them.
That game is good. That would be amazing.
Oh, my goodness. So best Joel Schumacher film, Falling Down or...
Batman and Robin?
Lost Boys.
I'll always go with Lost Boys.
I kind of like Lost Boys more. Falling Down is good.
I haven't seen The Lost Boys in such a long time, but I just watched Falling Down, and I like that movie a lot more.
I don't believe the ending.
You don't believe a cop would shoot an unarmed guy? Spoiler. Well, he is white.
He's white. That's the part.
Yeah, that is pretty disbelievable. If you recreate that and have Jamie Kennedy, famous black actor, then I'd believe the ending.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll have Tracy Morgan play because he's all better now. He can redo the movie.
He is better.
He was on Saturday Night Live last night. We had a very, very funny opening skit. That's all I've seen. They redid the Democratic thing. It's funny. And that's all, folks. We're done.
I've got one War Machine-y thing to talk about.
Oh, my God.
It's 7:52.
You said weenie.
You have 8 minutes before I go home.
I know. It's okay. I've been playing this like it was supposed to be a two-day event in Janesville because I've started to mingle with those people a little bit, but it turned into more like a league tournament where it's one night a week. But I've been having a lot of fun playing that, and it's made me think a lot about like when I play my pickup games, I only think about them for what, maybe 2 minutes after I'm done. I really don't reflect on them a whole lot. But these league-style tournaments, they really make me think about my games over the week and obsess over them. So I think I'm learning quite a bit from playing against some newer folks in Janesville.
Where you learned you're really good at the game? Like, wow! I'm the best!
I learned that I don't know how to position my caster very well when I'm facing an assassination caster. But basically, it was just... If I would have charged an objective with Mulg instead of charging an objective with Borka, I would have been fine, but it didn't work out for me so well. But it's been really good about going into... what's this now?
I love the anecdote in the thread. Somebody played Dead of Winter on Friday, and without telling anyone, he only dealt out traitor cards.
Well, Dead of Winter, we should be playing that. We should play that soon.
You should play it
all next week. I own it. I want to play it.
Play it all next week. Get it out of your systems.
Oh yeah, Brian's not here. Brian doesn't like it.
Well, that's fine.
That's what I mean. Play all week, go crazy, have a marathon.
We're allowed to play things without Brian.
Yeah, we could live stream something like that.
Yeah, go crazy.
You can watch in from Atlanta and experience all the joy.
Yeah, I wish I would.
Your coworkers
won't. That would be more fun than what I'm doing, to be honest.
Speaking of which, you were saying something literally nobody was listening to.
Well, no, I was. I guess the big thing was just like these league style tournaments where like you frame a league. or a 4 week turn or 4 week league as like a tournament, it really like gets you to focus and learn more about games. And I think it's, it could be helping like some of the newer folks quite a bit.
So you get to be in the losers bracket for a month.
Oh, basically. I mean, if that's how you want to frame it, sure. But
you know what helps new, you know what helps new players? Timed fucking turns.
Well, they were the Janesville folks jumped from like playing Whimsical to Death Clocks, and some of the Janesville players were not super happy about that, but some of them were starting to really like pick up the gist of it really quick. But I think time turns is something that we that should happen a little bit more
I often. Think there needs to be an you need to go from a casual, which is cool,
yeah,
to time turns to understand how long kind of a turn should take,
right?
Yeah. And then death clocks, you know when to manage that big turn when it's needed, but yeah, not all big
turn. Yep. If you make the jump to death clock and manage to do the sink or swim and like get so that you can play death clock, that's fine. But if you're struggling with death clock, the easiest way to get better with it is the time turn.
Yeah, I think turns. People like Brian London, who death clocks himself every single game,
mm-hmm. needs to play time
for turns. 9 years straight. Yeah. He's on his ninth year of losing every game to death clock, could learn a lot from time turn and go, oh, this is how long a turn, how long a my first turn shouldn't be 18 minutes, just moving my guys randomly forward. They have no sense of
well, and one anything. Of my problems, I not so much a problem, but the thing that gets me to lose games is that when I play on death clock, I know that there are certain turns that should be short and certain turns that should be longer, and that ends up making putting me in a place where like I activate quickly and pass it without realizing what I've actually left myself with. Like, Mulga is 3 inches away from blocking a lane to my caster from Striker 2, who decided to take 4 9s on his way in to get Borka, and then on top of that, a tough check. Like, that was just rough. But then I also realized that the reason why the person risked 4 9s and a tough check for losing the game was because if he didn't, I was already at 3 control points at the top of 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was just going to win the game anyways. So he just really put all of it into it. And I played against a Jim.
Which is good for them to realize that, because some players don't even see that.
So. Yeah, they don't see that vector happening, or they don't like calculate that out. But like, and also when you're in casters engaged with a gargantuan, you're almost like, I don't want to leave combat with that, because if it punches me, it's melt. Like, Striker 2 was at 3 life. Like, he was fucked if he got hit by Mulg or the Mountain King. But then I played against one of our listeners, Jim Goff, I think his last name. But he's a Janesville player, and he really got to learn like how to function a retribution army against things that aren't so commonplace for him. Like, against a Hordes army, you do not run your Mage Hunter assassins up the side of the table until you wrap behind them, because transfers are a thing and they just don't give a shit about it.
Right.
It's like, oh, 2 Mage Hunter assassins, I'll keep 2 transfers, they don't matter to me. So like, it was really interesting to try and like it's I think he's reflecting on it a little bit more and understanding like, against these certain situations I can do these certain things.
Yeah.
So I think league tournaments are actually something that a lot of people are like off-putting towards, but I think if you tried it once, like, you'd really understand, like, it would really push up your learning curve a lot.
Well, anything to get people. I mean, if people want to stay casual, that's cool. But I mean, even like a league thing like that, it's there's something to be said about playing a little bit more competitively. Just it opens up vectors and opens up options in your brain.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to a Saturday event and dedicate. You know, that's why they're still doing it on their free night a week. That they don't have to like free up a weekend that maybe they work, or maybe their wife doesn't want them to leave the house because they have no balls or whatever reason. They can do this on their normal game night, and they are able to do. To still experience a little bit more intensity.
Exactly.
And they'll see, maybe they like it, maybe they don't.
Yeah.
I am going through my head right now of trying to refilm the trailer for Legend of Hercules with Nathan playing
When I was talking about Mage Hunter Assassins, he gave me this weird look, and I'm like,
I know. The thing is, though, Mage Hunter Assassins have decap on them, so you can't transfer damage.
Oh, really? Well, fancy that.
I'm just double checking that. What? That's.
I thought that grievous wounds you can't transfer, yeah, but decap is as you exceed armor, you double damage.
Decap gets around tough.
Yeah, but not
transferring. Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. Grievous wounds gets around transferring.
Decap has takedown build.
Yep. Yep.
I also got to teach somebody that Creel Warriors with a Fel Collar can get up to mat 9, which is scary.
Mat 11 troops!
Yeah, they can get higher than 9. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just with a Fel Collar. Like, them and a Fel Collar get up to 9.
That's true.
Yeah, mat 11 is pretty easy for trolls.
Yeah.
I have learned that I still don't see any value in the Hydra after putting it on the table, but I'm going to put them with another caster.
The Hydra.
What about, here's something. Have you thought about, because I know you champion this other thing, the Rhinodon.
Yeah.
His Animus works on the 10-inch spray because it's a star attack.
Isn't that a muck? Yeah.
Yeah. It's still, it's that is true.
So you can amok that spray and have all boosted the hits on that.
I can also on the Xerxes. I mean, I'm going to play my Xerxes 2 next, so on the feet I have all sorts of boosted spray. Sure. I mean, it's strapped the lowest.
Well,
signs of importance. Yeah. I mean, the start, it's still one attack. I found that. So I played against an infantry swarm with them, and I'm like, okay, infantry swarm, that's kind of his thing. But of course, you know, when you have a 5-inch model that's moved forward, a jam is still annoying to put him in the right position. And he had tough troops, which a tough jam, models with tough jamming forward is a thing many, many lists do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not uncommon. And one, a couple models didn't die, so I couldn't even put the Hydra in a good spot. He still moved forward to get some things. And even the half four was still enough to guarantee his death the next turn. So I might have killed 7 models and then, you know, 7 infantry then died.
I played Mercs when Colossals first started coming out, and man, 4+ tough pirates just dry humping a Colossal not in a zone just won me so many games.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, all right, you know, I've got these two guys base to base with you, and I've got 2 more guys 5 inches behind them so you can't trample over them.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy not mattering.
The Hydra to me is really turning into a melee beast that can do the 10-inch spray.
Yeah.
That has an animus that if it was farther up the board would be pretty amazing, but if it's in a spot where the animus is helpful, it's being charged and killed.
Like, yeah, exactly.
There's not really there probably is in some games a spot where he can be, where his animus has some impact and he's not dying too easily, but that's a pretty small sweet spot for a pretty huge model that has a lot of things in the game that can make it pretty easy not to be able to fit there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's now sure you can put it on a shaman and you know the shaman can cast the animus and charge forward. You can kind of have
caster can do it and run forward.
Well, yeah, exactly. The shaman's probably
one with a Rhinodon and a Hydra.
Yeah, just put like 8 animuses on him because that's legal. And then get him up there. Just have him, and then
Morgul just needs he also needs the no knockdown animus from the brew.
And I'm pretty sure wherever you find the sweet spot, it'll be against a purification caster. Like, ha ha! Don't use your abilities, and I got you.
Bring Madeline Corbeau for the +1 command.
Yeah, I just bring them out. Different use. I put out the. I've been playing a bunch of the bugs for scoring the shoot.
Yeah,
and I threw down some of the melee ones.
I'm going to bring Moorclaw and a Vanguard for one of my pig lists.
That's always good.
I got to bring up some.
It's usually not good.
I think it's fine.
I'll play in my hotel room against my
Gaston and a Vanguard is probably better, but you can't take that.
Raluca's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but I'm him and a Vanguard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I when Rollick came out, I was like, oh, Rollick with a mule and trolls. That'll be interesting, but I never really tried it.
It's expensive to bring in a jack, especially in trolls, because you want those big, those heavy point sinks.
Well, I brought in like the Zadesh is a cool mini warlock, lesser warlock for Scorn, and I played him. Even I gave him a couple brutes. He's a kind of cool little module going up the field, but that's like it just sucks so many points from the actual army. I'm trying to find some casters. I think that don't have a caster that does everything. It does like his battle group. You know, you can't shove Zadesh in there because then you're just pulling beasts out of that battle group. I'm trying to find like the home where he'll fit in.
Warclaw almost has a really good synergy in pigs, and then they screwed it up.
Well, I mean, that's...
Because there's an animus, and since it's an animus, they just assumed you would always use it in hordes, so it needlessly mentions fury. Because massacre is target model may charge without being forced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was without being forced or spending focus, you could put it on his jacks.
Which could be cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I think that's kind of the problem with all of like the lesser warlocks or warcasters. Warcasters maybe not so much, but the warlocks for sure. Like I have a really hard time bringing the troll one. Horgul. I really have a hard time bringing Horgul. Like I'll bring like either slags or pyres with him. He makes them cheaper, which is really nice. But it's hard to fit him into a list where like I really feel like I need that fury freed up from my caster to cast to be able to pull in from other things because it is a big point sink.
Yeah, that's the problem with hordes though is you're powering your warlock with that fury and war machine. Just having them on the field is just extra.
Well, it's splitting your focus because warcasters casting spells is a lot more important than what a warlock does with fury most of the time. Like I think a Grim won a lot and I'm like, what do I do with this fury? I just like boost a shot, boost damage, and then like maybe cast cross country. I don't really do a lot with warlocks, whereas like Andrei Malakov is like a godsend at Kador because he takes so much weight off of other casters and he has a buff that they already have for the most part. So it's really interesting the way they built those and what they do.
Midas has no friendly upkeeps. So the first two turns of most games, I literally just have him drop three or four Fury for
Dog. Yeah, it's weird when you drop your Fury. It's like, really I did that for the first time recently. Until he gets near to
the enemy, just like, I...
You need an Agonizer. Just put it on the Agonizer.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
There you go. It's like from Zadesh. Like Zadesh does work like Morgul 1. Because Morgul, like any caster that, like Makedith, any caster that doesn't really do much for the army, I think Zadesh and like a little squad of just, you guys go hold that zone for the game because, you know, it takes forever to kill.
Torts and shooty bugs.
Yeah, shooty bugs are expensive as a problem. Like you take two shooty bugs, that's 16 points on a guy. I mean, two roots is bad enough.
He costs three.
He's three.
And so he could die to an AoE.
Yeah. He could.
He could. It's kind of hard because he has the drift can get him. He has transfers and he has, if it's brutes, he has two shield guards and he has the one effect where he can even shrug off a magic attack to one of the, to a model in 2 inches, which is cool.
Well, that's why like Malakoff was so decent because of Sucker. Like that actually goes a little bit of ways with him.
Yeah.
Being able to protect yourself as a lesser is really nice. And like things like Alara, where it's like if you do clip her and she's like not very focus heavy, she's going to die. And then you're going to lose whatever gets
her. I think even if she's sitting, on all her focus, she could die to an AoE blast.
Yeah, lone Creel Warrior took her out and made Imperatus inert. That was rough.
I cannot make a Zal 2 list that does not make it past like the delete. I mean, I can make a list and then it gets deleted. I'm like, nope, that didn't work in my brain. I mean, obviously you can only theorycraft something, but there has to be like a basic check. Like, okay, yeah, this is tempting to play. I can't get past the, you know, nope stage. I think I'm going to have to just make a list, skip the nope stage, and just put on the table and just, like, get past all the normal filters that say no.
I do like the suggestion here about Zadesh taking the Raider, and then Morgul 2, or Morgul 1 can take the bugs, so you kind of have, like, a Snipe Whore package. Like, that's kind of decent, too. Because that's basically what you take him for. You don't take the Raider for his gun, you take him for Snipe.
Yeah.
And when you can cast two of them a turn, that's actually really nice.
What is wrong, Andy?
No, it's
are you still thinking about the trailer?
That too. No, it's just my muscle reflex when I go down to, because I'm switching off to look at screens, and it's a muscle reflex to go and hit BattleNet. So if you guys notice anything happening to the stream there for a couple seconds, I opened fucking BattleNet.
And you're the one who sat there and threw up that Destiny recovery video.
Which is funny because you're I'm the console gamer who can't stop playing Blizzard games.
I love the Destiny thing. It was great.
I fuck Destiny. I fuck the game. Right. I fucked the game.
I was trying to bring up a tab to Google something the other day, and I just instinctively did Control Shift N. Like, why am I Googling it? Oh, right.
Yes. I like the fact that why would I? I don't hide anybody. I figured you probably don't people in your house to see what you look at. You probably are still ashamed of your searches to your, you know.
They're probably watching with him. That's. He's married.
I just figure you're home. I mean, I figure they all, you know.
Well, it's not for porn. It's for when I Google how to fake your death, how to get away with murdering your wife for the insurance money, stuff like that.
Raylene's already been looking at that for a while. You're already. Right.
I don't need her to know that it's a race. She thinks that I don't know that this is going down.
It's a race.
It's a race.
All right.
That's a great movie as well. Oh, my God.
I prefer the sequel.
What? There was no sequel to Rat Race.
They just called it a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Yeah, Mad Max is a sequel.
It's a Mad, 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 Max World.
Mad Max Fury Road is a sequel to Rat Race.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Grumble. Right, do we have any of those?
We have a couple. Right,
let's get that done.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty quick. Where can I find tournament format info? I want to host a tournament that includes something besides SR.
Well, Prepare Over Your Press has your SR information.
You should probably let us know what tournament format info you're looking for, and then we can point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Steamroller and Iron Gauntlet and Masters
are all on their website.
That's all that exists, right? Okay, sorry.
Spelldraft is, I guess,
one. Yes, thank you. Spelldraft, that's another one. Steamroller, Iron Gauntlet, Masters, and Spelldraft and Hardcore are all on
official
Privateer Press's website. Who's the Boss is on Crippled Systems website.
There's various team formats, too.
Yeah, I don't know where to find them, though.
Not yet. Well, maybe. Well, the WTC
site explain how it's done?
I think they might. They have to, you would think. They got to tell you how to play it unless it's that exclusive of a club.
Yeah, I mean, all the cool kids already know how to play.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we don't watch it.
The Twin Tower tournaments, that's a different format, too.
Yeah, other than that, it seems like most of the fruit, like the fringe tournament things, if you're going from a 40K world where you're used to constructing all of your events, there really isn't there isn't like a solid set of information for like making your frou-frou events in War Machine.
You deviate from your standard events if you I always say it's good to run standard events more often than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then based on your community, you'll know which offshoot ones they like. Some groups like different things. Some groups want to play your standard. If we do like an offshoot event in Madison, I can tell you the same 10 people who won't go. They have no interest
exactly in
anything other than Steamroller. They just don't care about achievements or whatever. They want to play in a tournament. They don't want to play in Goofy Boo.
And even if you're doing Goofy Boo, there's nothing wrong with using the Steamroller packet and just adding your stuff.
And maybe
last year I did 2 or 3 Goofy events, and they were all Steamroller with a twist, you know?
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with starting with Steamroller and just adding something. Just, even Who's the Boss is Steamroller with a twist.
Yeah.
Like at its heart, it's just one small change from Steamroller.
The key is to make sure you advertise your tournament as a whatever event so people don't go, I went to the tournament up here, and it turned out to be a what-the-what. And I was like, I wanted to play a Steamroller.
Hypothetically, I drove to a different state, and all the events, the rounds were based on league scenarios instead of Steamroller scenarios. Hypothetically,
that was hilarious.
Allegedly, that was fun.
I don't think anyone's alleged that it was fun.
There was never.
No, that was no. Okay, yeah, Grumble. Why is Nathan Hoffman ducking me in both Lords of Waterdeep and Star Realms?
He's done with those games.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody stopped playing them.
So, as kind of an interesting thing about Lords of Waterdeep. When I went down to the tournament down in Chicago last Saturday, I had a $50 gift certificate that I won previously. And I was sitting there thinking, I was looking at their store, and they have a ton of shit, awesome shit at the Dice Dojo. And I'm like, looking at the store, I'm like, I have no idea what to buy. And I kept on looking at Lords of Waterdeep. And I'm like, I should buy Lords of Waterdeep for myself so I have it in my own collection. And then I'm sitting there thinking, nobody's ever going to play this with me because they all played the online version and are probably sick of it by now.
Fancy enough, I've not played Lords of Waterdeep once, and I really want to.
It's really good.
It's okay. Yeah,
never once.
You have to play it with the expansions.
Yeah, that's what I have heard, that the expansions are almost obligatory.
You should buy Dark Moon. I wanted to buy Dark Moon, but I don't want
to
buy
Dark Moon.
Somebody should have fucking told me about that before I went down. I would have picked it up.
He talked about it like the last 3 weeks.
No,
he talks about it almost as much as he talks about 13 Ghosts.
It's true. Dark Moon's actually based on 13 Ghosts.
Yeah,
it is.
It's the second most talked about topic on this podcast in this year.
Because the movie happened at night, so it ties together, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub is awesome.
There's a chat room one. What's your favorite way to eat potatoes?
Cooked.
I think I'm a hash.
Mashed.
I like hash browns a lot.
Mashed with some clumps in it still. Oh, man, I love actual potato clumps in my mashed potatoes.
Mashed, we got French fries, we got hash browns, we got scallop potatoes, we got baked potatoes.
Potato chips.
There is, it's a 9-way tie.
Potatoes, O'Brien.
Well, there's more than that, more than nine ways.
Baked potatoes, I think.
Twice baked potatoes, once baked potatoes, the fucking hash browns, scallop potatoes. Yeah.
Microwave.
I heard
O'Brien's answer.
No, because
what?
Certain days,
shredded with an egg on it.
Yeah,
mixed with crackers.
Eggs, cracker, and potato. That's the way to do it.
Oh God, really?
I should make some for my trip.
You can pre-make raw crackers and eggs and just put them in a sack and just eat it during the trip.
I want to bring it out of the plane. What do you have? Who wants some raw eggs?
No, just take some raw eggs with you and then they have them for crackers.
And you just start mixing them in the people on the plane be throwing up. So during the they're premiering a new Star Wars trailer on Monday, which is kind of cool. And I'm afraid I'll be in the plane when it comes out. I need to watch it immediately because if you don't watch it immediately, it loses its value.
Yeah.
So I'd be like land this plane immediately, but then I'll be like probably a call it.
Well, you can pretend you're pregnant. I've seen medical claims that come through where that's happened.
Take out a gun and just be like land this plane at the nearest theater.
Yeah.
You just pretend you're going to Moscow.
Yeah. Just do a flyby of a drive-in.
Well, it'll be online. I just can't get a signal up there. Just lower it down, hover
just
over.
Just download the internet before you go.
Can't you pay them like $50 a nanosecond for Wi-Fi?
It is about $50 a nanosecond for Wi-Fi.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Any horror movies you would recommend for Halloween? Playing Guild Ball yet? If yes, what guild? If no, why not?
Okay, those aren't related.
None of us play Guild Ball, so that one's easy.
Not us yet, because it's...
No intent to.
I don't know if... Well, I mean, I'd be interested
in
it if there was...
I'll try it at War Machine Weekend.
Yeah, but
it's right War now, Machine Weekend, not Guild Ball Weekend.
Well, I'd try Mr. it.
Board games.
Hey, we have a board game room. They don't have a Guild Ball room.
I would be interested in Guild Ball, but at the same,
I'm not into peer pressure.
There are 700 miniatures game that I know that I could find six Madisonians that would buy a faction, play it four times, and then never touch again.
Well, that's like some people sit there and they're like, oh, I have all this Drop Zone Commander and Infinity stuff, but I've never played. And I'm like, yeah, I guess like I went from playing four or five miniature games to just War Machine only, and I really don't want to branch out of that. But Guild Ball makes me like, they have brewers, and if you put beer on anything, I'll probably go for it. But like a little,
on my dick.
Okay, sure, I'll hit that. a little bit of interest, not much though.
For horror movies, you should rent or watch or go see Housebound, which is on Netflix, or The Final Girls is pretty good. Are the newer things?
I'm gonna go obscure because it's one of the horror movies I've seen. Is it Murder Meat Train?
Midnight Meat Train.
Midnight Meat Train.
Midnight Meat Train's good.
Yep.
Yeah. I was just trying to stay current.
In case, that's
not that old.
In case you're a horrible shut-in like Jeremy Shea and you haven't seen The Thing, see The Thing.
That is a good one.
He was talking about maybe seeing some movies on Halloween. Maybe we'll make him watch.
Yeah, we should do like a Halloween thing, like
film Big Trouble in China thing. And the thing.
The Thing. Yeah, just
Big Trouble and The Thing.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a porno.
That's a good trend. Yeah. when you said that there was a double feature that you did with The Shining, I would go with The Shining. Like, it's classic. It's good. Yeah. It's worth it.
I prefer the TV version with the mallet. It's more accurate to the books.
It is. Like, it is vastly more accurate. And the other thing that the TV one has going for it is that Jack Nicholson, the first second he steps on screen, I almost said nanosecond for the fourth time this podcast, the first instant that Jack Nicholson steps on screen, you're like, that guy's fucking crazy.
Yep, exactly.
You
know,
so you don't, but Steven Weber, you're like, oh, it's the guy from Wings, he's so nice, and so it's a bigger justification.
You see, it's pretty bloody for a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah.
That was back when every week the ABC had to make a Stephen King movie per week or he'd murder them.
Yes.
He was in the contract.
That's unfortunately the plot of their next Stephen King movie is that exact situation.
He's hunting them down the halls.
Or the other horror movie is, another one I've seen is, Valentine's Day. Which one?
My Bloody Valentine. In 3D.
Yep, in 3D.
Tort throws a good one out there.
You need to see the two movies you need to see in 3D for horrors is Piranha 3D.
We're all laughing at something that Tort wrote. You're welcome, God. Listeners on the podcast later this week.
Don't encourage Tort.
Yeah. Tort's been on a pretty good fire. I'm telling you, that's why you have to watch this live is just to see what Tort's is. Tort's been on fire this week.
Cabin in the Woods and It Follows.
It Follows is another good one this year. It's on video. Yeah. See, you mentioned I'm gonna jump ahead because you're gonna recommend you already mentioned you're gonna recommend the one movie with the falls. Falls.
We're gonna talk about that.
The thing, though, it deals with horror. The movie you're gonna recommend, Crimson Peak. You said it's not scary at all, but it's still a good horror movie.
Well, I think it's a good movie. Okay. I don't think it's a horror movie.
Okay. No, it's not.
A horror movie. That's the hair I'm splitting. Is that if I was. I mean, I guess because there's yay categories you can have, I guess it just kind of has to be in horror film, but it isn't really. It's a fairy tale.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But horror movies, people say, well, that horror movie wasn't scary. Well, was it suspenseful? Like, It Follows isn't really scary, but it's very tension building. Yes. So there's like different levels of things at sometimes.
Yeah.
I would appreciate,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I would appreciate that type of horror movie there. It's kind of like, like Paranormal Activity really has just a lot of jump scares in it, but it still has a lot of good tension in that.
Yeah, because you know every night things are going to get slightly worse. So it gets, because every time it's like night, you're like, oh crap, here comes the shit again. I got to prepare myself mentally for whatever's going to happen this night.
Paranormal Activity is more like the hand job where you're waiting for someone to smack you in the balls. And it's like just when you get right there at the tip and then you're just like, yep, here comes a ball smack. It doesn't happen. And then you're like, you calm down a little bit and then they do it right when you don't expect it. And that's kind of what I'm expecting out of Crimson Peak a little bit, the way it was presented to me.
Yeah.
Completely not what happened.
Mm. No, it's you maybe get to second base making out. Is exactly. Cool? Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
And that's if it's your sister.
I don't have a sister. Well, did you see Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Because Guillermo del Toro doesn't really make scary movies.
He doesn't make surprising ones either. Everything kind of seems like it's laid out for you, and it's just you get to watch it unfold the way that he wants it to happen.
Which is fine, because again, to keep with the fairy tale thing, and I think he would agree that he makes fairy tales.
Yeah, I'd say that too.
You know, there's nothing, I said this on my Facebook and stuff, so this kind of repeat for some of you, but there's nothing. There's no twist or surprise or interesting plot developments in Hansel and Gretel or Cinderella or any of the classic Grimm's fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very cookie cutter. Here's a kid, here's a witch, and this happens in badness, and some people die, and then the end, and that's it. But the story's still, that's not a flaw to them. It's not like they're bad because there aren't twists. They just aren't designed to have twists.
Correct.
Yeah, and Crimson Peak, nothing surprising, no twists, nobody, no character surprises. Like, oh, those people are evil, and that person's the love interest, and that person, oh, I was right.
Exactly.
You know, I bet the evil is this. Yep, I was right. I bet this character's going to do this. Yep, I was right. So it's never surprising, it's never scary, and it was really fucking good.
The one thing that I wasn't right about was a level of gore that might have happened, or like viscera that happened.
Guillermo del Toro.
Well, it was. I expected it a lot in the last scene that I won't ruin for people.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, yeah. I was expecting a thing, and then
there might have been a step backwards. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I was surprised there wasn't a step, but instead of the step backwards, we got a very satisfying thud.
Exactly. Whack-a-mole season.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
It's soft.
I'll spoil Goosebumps for you. There's a thrust.
Oh, no! Don't spoil Goosebumps!
That's all I had.
Why? Yeah.
Orphanage is the same way. Orphanage. I have equated Orphanage as the tantric dry hump, where you're just desperate to come.
Is Orphanage the one where the people are stealing the kids, actually? I can't watch that. It's that weird, like, weird
movie. No.
I can't think of that movie is where it's actually...
Like the orphanage is maybe haunted because the lady and her husband and their son like move in there, and then like she keeps seeing a weird kid, and then like her son disappears and everything, and then it turns out, you know, whatever. It's the Spanish one. It's in Spanish.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm thinking of a different movie where there was like it was actually people were just stealing kids and like giving them to other people. They didn't feel these parents were good, so they were giving them someone else.
The Tall Man.
The Tall Man, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was The Tall Man. Which was really cool because the main hero turned out to be the villain like halfway through the movie.
The Tall Man is what Rafi calls what's his name in the league?
No, the Tall Man is the villain from the Phantasm films.
Yeah, it is Tall Man. He is the villain there. He likes his balls.
Yeah, he likes little boys, and he throws his balls at the little boys.
I've never seen the Phantasm films either.
Well, they age well. They made one in the not that far distance with the same old guy who was like 190 when they made the first one. He's still alive, or he's just really well preserved. One of the two.
There's such weird shit in Phantasm. Like the Tall Man's sidekicks are little like munchkins. They look like the like 3-4.
They're hobbits.
Yeah, except the reason that they're small is because his evil dimension has higher gravity, so the kids he kidnaps all just get squeezed down to munchkin size, and then he just uses them as villains.
Yeah, if you were to read the plot, of those movies, you'd be like, what? What?
Yeah, but then the flying balls drill into people's
heads. It makes more sense than Prometheus.
Yeah.
Because there's actually logic to it.
Nobody runs away from the balls in the direct. I keep saying balls, and it keeps making me tickle. I'm 12 years
yes,
old.
Yes, you are.
Balls. Balls.
Oh, zappity.
Grumble.
What was that question anyway?
It was about Crimson Peak. How scary is Crimson Peak?
Those horror balls. Movies you'd recommend, and then Gil Ball, which we'd balls. Be interested balls. Maybe.
Gil Ball.
I have found that I am in no way interested into a miniature game that has 10 or less models per side. I cannot get enthralled by it on any level. Well, board game, yes, I can because there's a small grid and it works. Yeah. But a miniature game, no.
Well, the thing is with 10 models, if you get screwed out of like your key pieces, like it really affects your game
sucked into it because it's just not. I mean, but again, for whatever reason, if it's like a 2-foot by 2-foot board game. there's more set rules for it. But if you get like a 3-foot miniature style game, I lose.
If it has inch wide hexagons, you're okay. But if they move in inches, you're not.
Yeah, but if it has more than 10 miles, then it can't have. Then it has to lose the squares. It's a very weird. Unless it's like Battle Lord, but then they're really tiny, so it's okay. For me,
it's just a hard thing. Balls.
Balls and for hard.
Me, it's just I can't play two miniatures games. Like, yeah. If we all just stop playing War Machine for some reason simultaneously, I have 50 miniature games that I would be perfectly happy to play instead, but I just can't play two at a time. I don't have enough days of the week. I already am stretched too thin with board games and shit like that.
Well, yeah. And War Machine's already framed as, like, in weird quotes, the perfect war game, where the rules are very, very clearly defined and there's not a whole lot of fluidity in there. And it's a tried and true format, other than like maybe the broken things you come up with here and there.
But that's not that's even those in the realm of war games, of miniatures games, it's pretty damn well balanced.
It is. If War Machine was canceled tomorrow, I would probably want to maybe fill it with something.
Yeah. Kings of War.
King of War. So, yeah, yeah. Mm. And if I was to play Guild Ball, I'd just play Dreadball. But that's just
But Dreadball's a board game again, and the whole thing is
why I like it. It's right about Dreadball, and I've heard I've heard good things about it. But again, it goes to the board game.
Actually, before Dreadball, I'd want to try what we were talking about, where we do Blood Bowl without turnovers,
which I think is fast. Well, no, with turnovers,
but only if the, like, not for everything. Like, turnovers, it was like if the ball is actually lost by your ball carrier. So if you just fail on a block, you aren't fucked.
Yeah, we did
a lot. Or if a random guy running around trips, you aren't fucked.
I've always wanted to do a Blood Bowl league where we all play the same race.
That would be terrible, depending on the... I would only do that if it was, like, Hobbits.
It was, like, all Human League.
No, halflings. I think it would be... All halflings.
Okay.
That would be the worst
But thing. I would want to try a Blood Bowl game with that caveat. The community would hate it because it's not the same core thing, so it would be impossible to ever catch on. But I'm curious how games would play with that rule.
Yeah.
All right. Zabity.
Grumble.
Is Brian going to announce our super secret contest today?
No.
Zappity.
Text me details?
Yeah.
/ remind me?
The project.
Oh, the project. Oh, yes, that. I remember now. We're having a contest that is going to deal... I think he pooped himself.
I think he did, too. I think...
No. Do not put Catbug in his shitstorm.
We're going to have a contest very soon. It's going to be basically about how much you know about Nathan. His brother has provided me way too much information about Nathan.
And did he mention the Hoffman curse, by the way?
It's actually going to be a true-false question. It's a bunch of true-false tests. He made originally the winner, the person with the best score was going to get a prize, but he made it a web thing, so I don't know if people are going to submit their answers. But we're going to have something going on where it's basically, how well do you know Nathan? And it's currently at 15 questions, because making the quiz more than 15 would have cost money with the app.
Oh.
So we'll see. But
app?
Well, it was an online thing created through this thing. So we have a contest soon about how well you know Nathan. That's what's coming.
I'm going to fail.
I got an 87%.
Wow.
And the ones I got wrong, I'm like, I think that's wrong, but I'm going to go with the other answer. So my gut was right. My gut was 100%, but I didn't go with my gut 100% of the time. That's just my...
I've been cat poked.
All right.
Grumble. Can you guys film, you guys watching the penultimate episode of this season's Rick and Morty and taking a drink every time a form of the word purge is said?
Oh my God. I think it's like 50 times or something. Dude.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
It's like John Wick shooting the head level.
If we're going to take like a sip of a drink, Yeah,
I don't know if I could kill 50 beers in a half hour, but I think you can get 50.
Just give me a grain. We could probably take a sip of like a whiskey or something like that.
Yeah. You
could probably do that. 50 sips of whiskey isn't going to be that bad. Yeah. Well, it's going to be bad. Figure out
what isn't fatal, divided by 50, and that's what we do.
The only issue I have with drinking games in general is that, like, I'll get bored before there's a drink to be taken.
So and you
I'll
just take a drink?
And it's just like, well, I'm just going to drink anyways. We're just playing a game. Keep fondling Kepa.
Oh, he's so soft.
He is. Zappity. I keep parting his fur, so.
Yeah, just to make sure that that line's still there.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a dick with two big balls right here.
Kappa.
Someone mentioned the Showtime's Masters of Horror on our Twitch stream for horror stuff. Showtime had, like, the Masters of Horror, but I think Cinemax had the thing that was, like, Masters of Horror, but it was, like, the porn edition.
Yeah,
it was
Masters basically, like, of Horrors.
It was very similar. It had, like,
it had the robot lady.
It had, like, Adam McDowell. What's, I can't think of the guy's name. Malcolm McDowell, yeah. He was, like, the series host of it. But so it was all exciting, but actually, it was mostly just porn, but it was, like, themed to, like, a horror.
Who's that one with the robot chick?
iRobot?
No, there was a series that had a robot chick at the beginning. It was like Creepshow, but it wasn't. It was something else. I cannot remember what the name of it.
A chick robot.
Yeah.
Like Creepshow.
It was like Creepshow.
Rosie O'Donnell show?
No.
Lolita?
The View?
No.
Edie.
God damn it.
The Americans?
No, it was I don't know.
Tales from the Crypt?
it was like Tales from the Crypt, but it was Tales from something else, or it was something similar to that.
Tales from Robot Girl.
No.
Real Sex 17?
What's wrong with you guys?
That's the one where they were eating like cake off of fat ladies, right?
Probably not.
That's a sad.
Fuck you. This is Chugga Chugga all over again.
I love the
oh my god, it's 8:30. We're still here. What's happening? Oh my god.
We've only been recording for
an hour. I know, but we started an hour late.
Yeah, because Packers. What Packers won. Awesome.
Waste of a time.
Packers. Zappity.
That's all the Zappity
Rumble. My recommendation we already talked about. It's Crimson Peak, but don't go into it expecting a horror movie. It's not a horror movie. Expect beautiful cinema.
My recommendation is Fantastic Planet. I told someone to watch it, and anyone who hasn't seen it
that's
should watch it.
The French animated one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the I forget what they call the human people, and then there's the people that put the little like headphones on that teach them everything.
I obviously know what it is. I don't know why you're still looking at me.
I don't know. I just thought you would have recognized the name.
I don't know. I don't remember.
The name of the humans. It was just so
iconic. I don't remember anything about it. It's been a while since I saw it. I remember all the images of it. I can see it in my head.
Perversions of science.
Perversions of science.
Yep.
That definitely was porn.
Yeah. Definitely. No,
Fantastic. Oh, was that USA Up? Was that Up All Night?
it was
Up All Night.
Who was the female comedian who hosted the Up All Night? She was in Hudson Hawk.
Rhonda?
No, not her. The other one. No, so never mind. I'm thinking of
Lisa
a different one.
Lisa
Kudrow, not Lisa Kudrow.
Wasn't it Rhonda?
Yeah, she was USA Up All Night. There was something else. It was I'm Andy now.
I got nothing.
Recommendation.
The Alzheimer's is setting in.
You talk about Fantastic.
Yeah, Fantastic Planet. Weed and LSD are optional. Either way, it'll be a good trip.
Annie McDowell.
That's my recommendation.
Annie McDowell.
That's your recommendation. Is Annie McDowell?
I IMDb'd Hudson Hawk. I think I'm the seventh person in history to IMDb Hudson Hawk.
I was the sixth because I had it before you. My recommendation is you should go watch Smokey and the Bandit. Done.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, why haven't you seen that yet? What's wrong with you?
Why would I bother watching some crappy 80s movie?
It's not in the 80s, fucker.
It's a
70s film, Jesus. Yes.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds' mustache is very intimidating.
Oh, and just Sally Field's ass.
Sally Field's, yeah.
Sally Field's ass is completely worth it just for that movie alone. Go. Fucking.
I'm going to recommend the Uncharted collection for the PS4. It's pretty cool. I played through the entire first game this weekend already. So I have two more to go. I've beat the games on the PS3, but it's a very good HD remake. And it's got some cool like play modes and whatnot. It's just the original games, but they're so good. I love everything that company does.
I'm really hoping when...
And 60, like 50 bucks for three games is pretty awesome.
I'm really hoping when Mass Effect Andromeda hits out that they release a rehash of all the old Mass Effect games too.
Oh, because it's not on the PS4, is it?
No, it's not.
They probably would. Actually, for the hour-wise...
With all the DLC also. Like, there's so much DLC in Mass Effect 1 and 2 that I missed. Like, I never did any of the Kassira... I never did any of that.
I only did Mass Effect 2 DLCs. I never did Mass Effect 1 DLCs.
Well, the Citadel was amazing.
Yeah.
So that was...
Whoa. So you may play it again if it's
no,
on the PS4.
No, but I'm saying, but for the dollar, the dollar amount you would get out of, if you want to play a game and don't care about the story, it's a fine game. But I mean, the sheer number of hours you would get for $60 exactly, yeah. would be pretty ridiculous if they put them all in one bundle.
When I first bought Mass Effect 1, I got it for $10 at GameStop, and it was the best $10 I ever spent. Yeah. I can honestly say there's not been $10 I've spent that have got me more entertainment.
Number one, it was Real Wild Cinema, R-E-E-L. Sandra Bernhard hosted it, and they showed like schlocky B-movies late night on USA or TNT or something in the mid-90s.
Was that after that?
With Andy McDowell.
Yes, with Andy McDowell. Number two, did you see the thing about the website that reviewed Uncharted 4? And they said that, like, they played it, all right? They had, like, they played it, and then they did this whole review about how it was terrible because it was same old, same old. It was the same as all the previous games. There was no innovation. It was retreading same tired old ground. They had played Uncharted 2. They thought they were playing Uncharted 4, but they were playing the high-definition re-release of Uncharted 2, and they were like, this is the same as Uncharted 2! Negative review! Just lambasted it.
Yeah, so people got screenshots of the review, but I think they took it down. Now there's just retraction, obviously.
That would be a pretty bad thing for them as a company. I wonder, it was our first game review it was going to make us.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That sounds like
I will say, Uncharted, of all the three games, obviously one's the least innovative because it's the first one and they didn't know what they had and what they had.
Yeah.
But the HD version's pretty slick. I was pretty impressed. Of one, yeah. That's my second time completing it. I'm going to have to go back and get all the collectibles because that's a pain in the ass in those games.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Set it right on.
Boom! That's where it belongs.
I couldn't not hold them anymore.
Are we done with it? Are we done?
Apparently,
yeah. Recommendations are out. I think that's the end of it.